coordinating. Tiny shutter. Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Tiny Shutter Podcast, where we talk about iPhone photography all of the time. And it's really cool. We seem to be pleased with it. And we hope you are, too. This is going to be our Christmas episode. And it was going to be our last show before we take a break for the holidays. I am Mark Sadowski.
I am Matt Hoffman.
And I'm Joseph Ferreira.
And we're going to record this show. We are going to be back after the new year. And we hope everyone has a really great holiday. What was the Simpsons line? Have a Merry Christmas. What is it? Happy Hanukkah, a Merry Christmas, a Crazy Kwanzaa, and a Respectful Ramadan. That was Christy the Clown. Anyway, that's all for this week. See, no, kidding.
Yeah.
So anyway, let's just jump right into it. Let's go and do some news.
News team, assemble!
All right. So for a couple weeks now, there was this bit on Petapixel that's been not so much lighting a fire, but releasing the trolls, basically. One week, Petapixel said that this dude created this really hyper-realistic picture of Morgan Freeman, and it was all done using his finger and an iPad Air, and the dude used an app called Procreate, and I mean, the image is like hyper-realistic. He used a photo that's out on the web. We will link the article in the show notes. And so, yeah, he created this hyper-realistic painting, basically, all using the iPad Air. And then the following week, somebody came out and said, basically called foul, saying that I could do this too, using the Procreate app, and created like a mimicked version of this whole spiel. And the one thing I got to say is, this has been the greatest advertisement for Procreate, which is on the iPad store for $5.99. And I'm just curious about if this whole thing is a scam just to promote their app. Just wanted to throw it out to you guys. What do you guys think?
What are we talking about?
Oh, wow.
No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's a scam or not. I don't
know. No, I'm being coy about the scam part, but I just think it's been probably like some of the best advertisement that an app company could get.
That is true.
Oh, controversy. Well, yeah.
You know, I didn't even think about that, and I should have, because, you know, my wife likes drawing and painting and stuff, and she's got a few apps on her iPad that she plays around with sometimes. And I actually thought, this app seems pretty cool. Maybe I should buy this for her.
Yeah.
And it didn't even occur to me that that's what, you know, I was being kind of swayed by that video.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's just whether it's real or not, I don't know. I think the dude actually did it, because I've seen some crazy stuff, crazy art created in the past. I mean, there's like hyper-realistic tigers drawn on ballpoint pens, and if that can be done, then this is definitely not out of the realm of possibility. So,
well, who even reads Reddit anymore?
Everybody.
Yeah.
I actually don't.
Anything up on there?
You really could. I don't use Reddit because I'm afraid of them.
I don't use it because I know it'll suck up like all of my time.
And I stay away from Reddit as much as possible. Petapixel and Fuji Rumors are pretty much my bread and butter as far as websites go. So anyway, I thought it was just interesting. And I was actually tempted to get the Procreate app as well, but I've already have enough painting apps that I'm playing around with. So I'll wait. I'll wait to see if the actual verdict is real or not real. So
yeah, we'll never know.
We will never will. So I will never get that. Sorry, Procreate. Unless they go on sale. Because $5.99, whew. You know, I used to be a pretty big Scrooge when it came to apps that were $1.99, and I've loosened the wallet on that. You know, I don't flinch anymore, but $5.99, geez, that's like Rockefeller money.
You know what's funny is that I was like that before I got the iPhone, and then, you know, it took me a while to pay 99 cents, and then $1.99, and then when I bought Snapseed, of course, $4.99. Woo, that was expensive.
$4.99 was expensive, and even though it's worth it, and even though I bought it for free,
yeah. But you know, it's when we think about it, it's like it's really not that much, unless they. It's probably a good thing Apple doesn't keep a running tab of how much we've paid.
Oh, I'm sure they have a running tab.
Yeah. Well, they do, but they're not going to show us.
No.
I have a Windows machine, and when it comes to apps for my Windows 8 laptop, I'm not paying squat.
Oh, no. Windows 8? You know. I actually installed Windows 8 on my wife's old laptop, and when I saw the App Store and the prices, I'm like –
yeah, exactly.
That's adorable.
Yeah.
So do you guys think that the price of apps will, like, go up kind of like candy has done, like, since the 1950s?
Oh, like, absolutely.
You know, like, our parents remember, like, penny candy. You know, they could say, like, oh, I remember going down to the store and getting, you know, Swedish fish for a penny a piece. And, you know, when we're – you know, much older than we are now, we could sit around saying, I remember when we got apps for 99 cents.
Yeah. I don't know what's scarier, the fact that you might be right or the fact that I actually remember penny candy.
Well, I think by the time we're like in our 60s or whatever, maybe there won't be apps anymore. There will be something different.
I'll have to ask my grandmother how much she paid for candy because she just turned 90 today.
They gave it away. Yes.
I remember when we invented candy.
Candy grew on trees.
Back in my day, Coca-Cola still had cocaine in it. It was delicious.
All right.
Anyway, moving on. The other big bit of news is that Instagram now has direct messaging capability, in that you could send a direct message using a photo or a video and adding your own little personal message to it. And you can send it to one person or many people. I've only sent it to two people, the two people being you guys.
Ooh. Oh.
I don't know if you can add more people, but...
It looked like there was a spot for three. I don't know if you can do more than that.
Yeah. But you could do direct messaging, and that you can, you know, send private messages. And Joe, before in the show prep, you said that this could be a retaliation to
Snapchat.
Snapchat, that's the one.
Even though it doesn't do the same thing. You know, where Snapchat is when you view it after a certain amount of time, it disappears. This is more in the same, but not.
Yeah.
Of Snapchat. I don't know. We were messaging each other going, what is the practical use for this? You know, sometimes we can send each other text messages of the same thing. You know, iMessage doesn't cost like a text message does. So what's the difference? I guess doing it with filters?
Yeah, I don't think that I'm thinking like outside the box on this. Like right away, the only thing that I could think of is like, let's say we did, I don't know, just like a photo shoot together where we're out for a day, mm-hmm. and you know, we want to make sure that we see each other's pictures, because I'm not spending as much time on Instagram as I used to browsing the photo stream. So I miss a lot of pictures, you know, from my friends and stuff like that. You know, even just earlier, Joe, you asked me if I'd saw a picture that you posted, and I didn't.
Yeah.
You know, I had to go and look you up on Instagram to go through your feed and find it. I'm just not spending that much time. So maybe if, you know, you want to be sure someone sees a picture, this is a good way to do it. But I don't know. I think people younger than me are going to figure out, you know, a way to utilize this like on a daily basis. I just can't really wrap my head around why I would need this feature.
I don't know. I could find a use for it.
I mean, you can already tag people in the picture.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, I guess the only difference is this makes it a little bit more private.
Right.
It makes it private and also makes it more noticeable. Because remember when we did our little road trip to the Seacoast, I had invited Bread Geek, and Bread Geek said he replied to me, and I never got that reply, or at least I didn't see it. And it's possible that if, you know, for some reason I got a bunch of likes on a photo, that it just kind of got lost. I didn't see that notification come through.
Yeah.
So
in the timeline.
Exactly. Like it just got buried with some other stuff. So I could see missing that. And
see, I always go back through all my photos every day just to see if I got a bunch of likes and if anybody said anything on it.
Yeah, no, I could have missed it. I mean, I have to literally wade through like thousands of likes. You know, it's not easy being me.
Yeah, that's why I don't use Instagram as much, because it just got annoying. I'm totally joking.
I know.
I'm curious to see how this plays out, or if it's going to make anything of a difference. I really don't think it's a game changer. If anything, it's just an added feature now.
It's an added feature. It's a nice bonus, and the conversation between Bird Geek and I will go much, much easier. So, if anything, Instagram did this all for me.
There you go.
That's the way I'll look at this. But I like it. It's not bad. I don't know. Maybe I'll use it more. And I just did a test, and you can add as many people as you want.
Now, the only other thing I can think that would probably be a problem is
spammers.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't wait for that to happen.
And are they going to be able to? Well, I mean, you can always block somebody. But
oh, hang on. Let me do this. Let me do this. Let me bring up Instagram. This is Riveting Radio, by the way. Go into the direct message. I'm going to photograph my penis. And whoa. I'm kidding. I don't have the macro lens. Dum-dum. Thank you. I'll be here all week. All right, so I'm going to try to add somebody not in my friend list.
That shouldn't be hard.
Do Tiny Shutter. Because that's that one girl.
No, I guess you can.
Yep. So, and then you can report inappropriate images, ignore posts from this user, and hide this post if you get something. Or, so I don't know. I think you should be able to have the option to only receive. Well, actually, let me go back. Let me look in the settings. Video share settings. Oh, how about push notifications?
Again, Riveting Radio. Thanks, guys. We should have done our homework, yes, but this just came out.
Yeah, they should have an option to be able to receive from friends or everyone. Maybe that'll be 5.0.1.
Probably. Anyway, let's be on the lookout for spam, because I guarantee you it's going to, it's coming. They smell the blood in the water, and yeah. So, well done, Instagram. Created a nice convenience and possibly the worst thing imaginable. Well done. So, anyway, yeah, that's all the news we have. Let's go into our focus point for this week. Oh, no, focus. Post pick of the week. I apologize. I thought I'd be better. Focus. Yeah. It's magic. This week it's Matt's turn to pick, but before he answers, I'd just like to say that if you would like to share your photos and would like for us to see it and the entire Tiny Shutter community, all you need to do is add the hashtag Tiny Shutter to your Instagram photo. Other ways to share is through our Facebook page. Just do a simple search for Tiny Shutter, and we also have a Google Plus community page. So, again, just do a search for Tiny Shutter, and you will find it. So go ahead, Matt. What do you got?
All righty. So I think we have featured this person before. Today's photo is from MK Ultra 00.
Oh, I remember him. I think I had him before.
Yeah, he's got just tons of really just different pictures. I don't really know how else to describe them. A lot of like urban and kind of Asian influence sort of stuff. And the picture this week, it's a picture of some sort of mask. And this was taken in Beijing, China, at least according to his tags. And the thing that I really like about it is most of the picture is really dark, like black and gray. And basically there's this Chinese mask that looks like it just is being spotlit, and it's a bright white mask with gold accents, and then above the mask in the background there's something that's red, so it really just kind of touches off the whole picture. It just kind of creates this line going straight up through the middle of the picture that you just want to, you know, kind of inspect and really look at and see what's going on there. So, I don't know. It's definitely a cool picture. And just the contrast between the overall darkness and then the bright the kind of spotlit mask. Yeah. It just really caught my eye. So, that is a very cool picture.
It's an awesome picture. This guy's photography is amazing. And, yeah, I think he lives in China, if I'm not mistaken.
That would make sense, I guess.
Or at least the nightlife part of China.
There's one funny one. I got to give honorable mention to one of his other photos, a few rows down from the one you suggested. I think it's 1, 2, 3, 4 at the time of this broadcast. It's a picture of Mao Zedong on the wall, and it looks like this newsstand, and his caption is, Mao more than ever. That's my history buff in me saying, ah, that's good. So, just me? Oh, and Joe. Me and Joe. There we go.
Sorry.
I know. Everyone's too deaf.
I can't laugh. I've still got this cough.
He's laughing inside.
I am. Like, I'm dying laughing.
Well done. Anyway, well done. That's a great pick. And check out the community. Visit hashtag Tiny Shutter on Instagram, and you'll see a boatload of photos. We're up to like a billion right now, I think, right?
Slightly. A little under 16,000.
Oh, okay. I was close. I mean, close enough. I mean, really. I mean, who's counting except for us every week?
I am.
But well done. So anyway, let's go into our focus points for this week.
Focus point.
And Matt, do you want to go first?
Yeah, why not? So seeing as how this is our Christmas episode, I thought I would do something kind of like what I did last year and mention a bunch of things that I thought would make good gifts for iPhone photographers. And I realized that, our audience is iPhone photographers, but chances are likely that you have a friend or two that shares your passion for iPhone photography, or maybe you got a favorite podcast host, you know, that really likes iPhone photography. Hint, hint. Just kidding.
Awesome. I didn't know you were thinking about me.
It's definitely not me.
So I just tried to come up with just a quick little list of gift ideas in case, you know, you're thinking like, oh man, you know, how do I know if my friend or significant other has, you know, this particular app, or there's got to be something else. So one of the most obvious things that you could do is a iTunes gift card. So then that person could buy any photography app that they want to get. We'll have a link to that if you don't know where to find that in our show notes.
If you can't find an iTunes gift card, then you really need to help yourself, because there isn't a store around that you can't get an iTunes gift card.
Hey, I live in the boonies, and I'm sure there's people here that don't even know what iTunes is.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
So another little doodad that I thought is pretty cool is from Joby. They're the makers of the Gorillapod. Yes. They got a little doodad called the Grip Tight. And basically it's just a kind of like a clamp that clamps onto your smartphone, or in this case, your iPhone. And the cool thing about that is you don't have to have a special case or anything like that. Or even if you're using a case like a OtterBox or something, this thing will totally work with it. You don't have to take the case off the phone. And you can get this this grip tight thing by itself. I think it costs like $19.95 by itself, or you can get it packaged with a small little Gorillapod stand, which is just a little flexible tripod, and that runs about $29.95, and that's a pretty cool stocking stuffer for sure.
Oh yeah. I used both of them this morning.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Very cool. Yeah. That's definitely something that I want to get, the grip tight. Cause I don't know. I'm becoming less and less patient with having to have my phone in a particular case to put it on a tripod. But another thing that would be a really nice gift this time of year, being as how it's cold in most of the country and most places in the Northern Hemisphere, is the North Face E-tip gloves. Ooh. Basically, those are just some kind of lightweight gloves, but they will work with touch screens, so they just have some sort of special something or other in the fingertips that will allow them to operate the touch screen on the iPhone. So those are pretty awesome.
Were you following me today?
No. I'm definitely up here in New Hampshire.
Because I was using gloves that had the little touch tips. Not like these. These are impressive. But I pulled them out of the out of my van. I even brought my Gorillapod and my the grip, Joby grip. Now you're probably going to talk about, you know, the Olo clip.
So the next, you know what? My next pick is the Diff Case. Fogo.
Oh,
yeah, take that.
I don't have one of those.
It's okay. It's okay, Joe.
So if you're wondering what the Fogo is from Diff Case, that's their newest case that is for the iPhone 5 and also the fifth generation iPod Touch. The thing about this that I really like is it has a built-in tripod socket. Nice. So you can, you know, mount the phone to a tripod, you know, maybe use your slow shutter cam app. And then also it has a kind of a funky little shape around where the camera lens is, and it lets you mount accessory lenses into the case. So there's two lenses. There's the wide-angle lens, which doubles as a macro lens, and a fisheye lens. And I have this whole kit, and it's pretty darn awesome. So the lenses are really nice, and I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoy them. But if you don't want to be hassled with a case, then a good option is what Joe just mentioned, the Olloclip. And I'm sure most of you by now know what the Olloclip is. We've talked about it about a zillion times on this show. It's a 3-in-1 lens that just basically slides right over the corner of your iPhone, just over where the camera lens is. And that also is a macro wide-angle and fisheye lens. So that's definitely a cool cool little doodad.
Kind of the new telephoto lens that they have.
Oh, I did not know they had that.
Yeah,
they
go on.
They have a 2x telephoto lens. They also have a 3-in-1 macro set and a new 4-in-1 lens, which has the fisheye, the wide angle, and two different strength macro lenses.
Interesting.
So they've really expanded their selection of clips. So
I want that.
Dang it.
Wait a minute, I gotta see this 4-in-1.
The macros are a 10x and a 15x.
Yep. And then I think they have a 7 and a 10 with the 4-in-1. Is that right? 4-in-1 system has the 10 and a 15. The 3-in-1 macro is a 7, a 14, and a 21. And then they have this little cup type thing that you have so that you're, I guess they measured the correct length to maximize the macro lens and still be able to allow some light into it to get a good image. But it looks like it's only for the 5 and the 5S. I don't think they have this for the 4 or the 4S. I think they're moving on.
Well,
that makes sense.
Olloclip is definitely a sexy product.
Yes.
And I would not be opposed to somebody buying me one. So that's all I got. Just a quick little rundown of a few little ideas. You know, anybody can buy an app. I think some of the accessories are things that people might not think about all the time, and those are the really cool gifts, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Very cool.
The only one that I have for this week is an app by Apple called 12 Days of Gifts. And what this is basically just what it implies. It's 12 days of getting free stuff from Apple. It starts on December 25th and it goes to January 6th. The Three Kings Day.
Oh, okay. Now I'm looking at it because I thought you said 12 days of gifts, like GIF.
Gifts. No, GIFTS.
And I'm thinking, cool, what kind of gifts are they?
Gifts. And basically what you're going to get, they're not being specific, but you can get like a free movie rental, maybe a free TV episode, free iBooks.
Cool.
Yeah, so it's just cool stuff that you could get from Apple. And it starts on December 25th. Download the app right now so that you don't have to do that later. And that's pretty much it. Just reap the rewards. I don't know what they'll give, but, I mean, we'll see. I'll let everybody know what I got after we come back.
Yeah, no kidding.
So I thought that was a pretty cool one. So have fun with Apple. And so, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I don't have anything. Bah humbug.
Very cool. So, all right, we can wrap things up. And why don't we tell the world where they could find us during this holiday break that we're taking?
Well, I can be found, I guess, on Instagram, even though I just told you I don't use it that much anymore. I do still post to it. I really do. Follow me on Instagram. I'm Emma Hoffman Photo.
Awesome. How about you, Joe?
And you can find me on Instagram at Joseph Ferreira.
Cool. And you can find me, Mark Sadowski, on Instagram. I am Mark Sadowski. And you can also find me on Twitter. I am at Mostly Marcus. And so that's all for this week. That's all for the rest of the year, actually. If you want to contact us, simply go to tinyshedder.com and you can send us an email from there or just post comment in the any article section. And again, hashtag tinyshedder on Instagram. Visit us on Facebook and the Twitters and the Google Pluses. We're pretty active there. And that's it. We hope everyone has a great holiday. Definitely a safe New Year. Things could get pretty rowdy. I'm photographing a wedding on New Year's Eve, so that should be fun. The wedding itself will be a blast. The couple is really awesome. Okay. It's my ride home that I'm worried about. Oh. I've had bad luck on New Year's Day. Just a little side note. New Year's Day, my wife, well, one particular year, when our first baby was born, I was home with the baby, and she had to work the overnight shift from New Year's Eve to New Year's Day. And so when she got home, she was tired, and, you know, she was like, you know, do you think you could run and get a breakfast sandwich? I'm like, yeah, that's fine, no problem. And I was thinking about taking the baby with me just in case it would be too much for my wife. But I'm like, no, my wife can handle it. And it's a good thing, too, because on my way back from getting the breakfast sandwich, this car just veered out of his lane and into mine and just sideswiped and just totaled my pickup truck. A regular car totaled my pickup truck.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I remember that picture.
And I'm very, very glad that I was lazy and did not take the baby with me.
Yeah.
Jeez. That's crazy.
Yeah. So ever since then, I've been like extremely hyper aware of what's happening on the road on that. And subsequently I drive like an old lady now. So even though it wasn't my fault,
man.
Yeah. Very good. I guess that's better. You have balls. I don't. So anyway, that not to scare anybody, but everybody have a safe holiday. We will be back probably, probably the second week into January, just to be on the safe side. Just keep up to date with your podcast feed. I might post some stuff here and there, like maybe something special comes up. You know, we'll make a quick announcement maybe. We'll do that for like a 2-minute episode or something like that, or just keep in touch with our social networking feeds and do that. But we will be back next year, and everybody take care. Happy holidays, everybody.
Bye bye.
And I wish I could find the ending stuff, but I don't.
Bah humbug.
Bah humbug. Yeah, here we go.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.
Yay.